want to play games, do you, Batman?
Save the city or catch your greatest enemy.
You think you're my greatest enemy?
What drives you to one-up them the way that I do?
Superman.
Superman's not a bad guy.
I like to fight around.
Are you seriously saying that there is nothing special about us?
There is no us. Never will be. Now, I gotta defuse that bomb. I'm home.
Master Bruce, you need to take responsibility for your life, and it starts by raising the young orphan you adopted.
It's the Batcave! Do I get a costume?
Fine.
I love it! I got an idea. It's better!
I can only look you in the eyes right now.
DC, why has this been so hard to pull off in your cinematic universe? I'll go ahead and say this right now. Gonna go ahead and spoil an early spoiler of my review. This is, without a doubt, one of the best DC Batman films in God knows how long now. I absolutely loved this damn film. Fell in love with. If you're a hardcore Batman fan, you're a diehard Batman fan, you even just love Batman or like him or whatever, and you get the references in here, you are going to be smiling nonstop. Hell, you don't even have to be a Batman fan to like this film. You could be anybody just walking in here and you'll like it. That's how good this film is. Why can't you do this, DCEU? Why? It was so simple. It's the format is here. I saw better characters than this that you've done with your some of these characters in prior film. Captain Boomerang's in here for like a quick second, and I thought he was better than this movie than he was in Suicide Squad. But nonetheless, though, people, here to review the Lego Batman movie, the spinoff to the Lego movie back in 2014, which everyone claims was one of the best films of that year. I liked it. I wasn't as crazy as, but I fucking hate that song. Everything is, I can't stand that damn song. Now there's a lot of debate on which one is better, and a lot of people are saying the Lego movie was a little bit better because, you know, it had that emotional punch. Well, I fuck that Lego movie. This is better than the Lego movie to me. All right, this is better than the Lego movie to me. Everything felt warranted, it was funnier, and it had fucking Batman. I ain't just talking about any Batman, but it had the Batman. Move aside, Ben Affleck. Get your sorry ass out of here. Nobody wants to look at you anymore. This is the only Batman that I want to know of. I want my sequel already. I want to see him take on Two-Face next now. I want to see... I saw more people... Hell, you want your Justice League film, people? You get the Justice League cast in here quicker than you will in that goddamn movie. So, yeah. This is, without a doubt, 10. Let me go ahead and give a review, plot synopsis of this film. So, funny enough, this movie revolves around Joker and Batman, and I gotta say, the dynamic of Batman and Joker in this film, of course the acting isn't on a level of, you know, Heath Ledger, of course not, but the comparisons of the two, this took me back to the animated series of their relationship. This is probably, without a doubt, the best on-screen, that came to theaters. This is the best on-screen adaptation of the relationship between the Batman and Joker. Not to say that Dark Knight isn't. It's just that more was like, you know, this one, Lego Batman had a little bit more in advance because it wasn't trying to set up, you know, this bad guy as the Joker or anything like that. But this one actually just gets into the mythos of, you know, why why these two are, you know, I guess made for one another, if you, because they have some sort of a relationship, even though Batman says, I don't ship relationships. I think this shit is fucking hilarious, to be honest. But let's give a plot synopsis of this film here. Damn, that's a damn shame. This fucking toy is a better fucking Joker than the, whatever. I'll get into that later. Zach Galifianakis, who'd have thought that, though, by the way? So you got Will Arnett, who's in the Lego movie, plays Batman Bruce Wayne, which I'm going to go ahead and say it. He is my second favorite Batman to hit theaters. His voice is perfect for Batman. It's just spot on perfect, if you ask me. The first one, everybody always complains or argues, who's the better Batman? It's Ben Affleck now. He's the best Batman. Christian Bale. No. Michael Keaton, the original. well, at least original to some people's eyes and stuff. It's like, he's the Adam West. He still has it. Yeah, I hate to break all y'all up, whatever, but none of them are. It's Kevin Conroy, goddammit. Kevin Conroy is the only Batman, goddammit. He's the only Bruce Wayne. He's the only Batman. He is the best. Mask of the Phantasm, that came out in theaters, goddammit, so I count that. That is the best released of the theater film of Batman, right there. Well, I gotta say, even though Kevin Conroy is my number one, Will Arnett, I ship you to number two, baby. Oh, yeah. You're my second favorite Batman to hit the theater screen right now. I just love the voice. I think this voice work is just perfect in here. Will Arnett, he comes back as Batman, and it opens up with this. I'm not gonna lie, I thought it was ripping off Dark Knight Rises with this plane sequence, the way it tore the plane in half and shit. I even love it too when the Joker says, "Aren't you terrified?" And he was just like, "Why would I be? Batman's gonna kick your ass, pretty much." He's like, "He's not gonna kick my butt this time, though." He's like, "What's so different about this time from the last time, then, or whatever?" He's like, "This plan is much better." He's like, "Yeah, you said that last time." Oh, but even getting before that, this is, to me, I think the marketing on this film, I've said it on Twitter, this is like the Deadpool, PG version of Deadpool in the DC world, especially in the animated series here. The title card is fucking funny as hell, dude. I was running a little late, and I thought I was going to miss, because I wanted to see the opening. I needed, because I was like, I know they're going to do something with it, and maybe they're going to have him, like, bebop. Maybe they're going to have him bebop or something like that. But what they did, you know, usually you see those title cards that say Legendary, DC, Warner Brothers. I think when Warner Brothers pop up, he was like, "Warner Bros? What is that? Why don't you call it Warner Brothers, you know? Sounds much better. DC." Oh, yeah. Then when DC popped up, he just said, "DC, the brand that Batman made famous." Nobody else could pull that off. And that Will Arnett's voice doing it too, so that's fucking hilarious. But anyway, it opens up with this scene where Joker has decided to gather all of Batman's rogue gallery. I even love the voice they do for Bane in here. They're trying to rip off the Dark Knight Rises. He's like, "I feel something in the air, and I think it's love." I love that line. He's got this big plan where he's going to set a bomb to pretty much destroy Gotham's reactor, causing Gotham to go into shit. And mainly he's trying to do this just to show off for Batman, because he realizes that he's Batman's greatest enemy, and he wants to show Batman that those two are made for each other. And it's a really funny thing, because everybody's going like, "Where's Batman at? Where's Batman?" And I love it too, because when they ask Commissioner Gordon, "What are you gonna do?" And he's just like, "I know what I'm gonna do." He pulls out like this light switch button. He's like, "Hit the button." He's like, "I'm calling Batman. That's what we do." So you make sure whenever crime comes in this city, you hit the button. You call Batman. That's what makes a great commissioner. I was like, "Yeah, that's pretty much what it is." So you hit that button right there, because Commissioner don't do a goddamn thing anyway. Yeah. So he says, we need the mayor. Better give us the mayor, or we're gonna blow this city up. So the mayor, it turns out Batman disguises himself as the mayor, and he's like, "You wanna know a secret?" And he's just like, "Yeah, I wanna know a secret." He's like, "Keep your enemies close." He's like, "Time for a bat mix." He fucking raps a song about how awesome he is. And it was just fucking awesome too, because he pulled out two batarangs. He's like, "Bring it on." He's standing on top of the hill, and he just sends all of his villains on. He starts naming villains too, that like you probably either read in the comics, they were in the Arkham games, or the one that was in the Arkham games was Calendar Man. I easily remember that. I was like, "Oh yeah, he was in Arkham City." I remember when he was in the prison. Condiment King. If anybody really watched the Batman animated series, he was in that episode, one of the episodes for like a one-off, and they got rid of his ass right away. And you don't know who Condiment King is. He has two guns that shoots like ketchup and mustard out and shit like that. And then obviously you got your clear ones, like, I love it because he says the greatest villains of all, the Riddler. And then he throws a batarang in the car he's riding in and takes him by the stick or whatever and tosses his ass. I was like, "Yeah, he don't look so great no more." And then he tells him, so basically, Batman kicks everybody's ass, and Joker's like, Ah, you can only do one thing. No, either stop the bomb or stop your greatest enemy ever. You can only make sure. And Batman's like, whoa, hold on, stop right there. What did you just say? He's like, you only have a choice of what to... No, go backwards. He's like, your greatest enemy ever? He's like, you're not my greatest enemy ever. Superman is. He's like, Superman's not a bad guy. He's just like, well, then Bane is. Bane pushes me to my next level. He makes me get stronger. More push-ups. You know? He's like, Bane doesn't do anything. He's just like, nobody drives you more than I do. He's like, you can't deny the relationship between... He's like, whoa. I don't ship relationships. You and me mean nothing. You are nothing to me. And I will never, there will never be an us. To, the shit he was saying to Joker, I'm not gonna lie, it broke my heart. I was like, damn, dude. And you can see it too with Zach Galifianakis, because he voices the Joker here. He's like crying. He's just like, and Batman's like still going. He's just like, you don't mean anything to me. You're nothing to me. He's like, I don't even look at you as a threat or anything like that. It was just breaking his heart. And he was just like, I don't run the streets at night or miss sleep to chase you. I like to chase more formidable threats and stuff like that. I was like, God damn. And then you see he's like goes to Joker. He's like, nah, I got to go defuse a bomb, whatever. He lets Joker floats off, and you just see Joker slowly flying up in the air, and he's like crying and looking down and shit. It's just like, I was like, damn, that was, who's the good guy? He defuses the bomb either way. And, you know, obviously we move on to his relationship with the Joker more, but more so with his family here. He ends up adopting young Dick Grayson here, Robin as well, voiced by Michael Cera, at a, I believe it was a police ball, if I'm not mistaken. And it was to nominate the next commissioner, which was going to be Barbara Gordon, who's voiced by Rosario Dawson. I love it too, because when she takes the stage, they have the key to this, it's not just the key to the city, but it's the key to Arkham City. It's the key to Arkham City. It's like, here you go, it's the key to Arkham. You can get in the city with this or whatever, but this key only opens up the doors there. And he said, oh, and by the way, you're going to need this too. It's the button to the battle switch right there. You just press that button, it'll make you a good commissioner. And he meets Robin there, and, you know, I love it because the movie plays on, like, his, you know, his thing about Barbara. His romance he possibly had with Barbara Gordon. In later in the animated series and some of the comics as well too, and he's so, you know, enchanted by her that he ends up adopting Robin, and you know he doesn't even remember doing it, so he takes Robin under his wings only to come out because the Joker turned himself in along with all the other villains. They turned himself in to put themselves in prison, and this is the whole plan of making Batman just. Forget it, because there's no more crime in the city, making Batman wish he had the Joker to chase now. Also, because Batman, though the Joker, he wants oh my god, why am I blanking on the name of the damn gun now? The ray gun that sends you to the, oh, I was about to say the negative zone, the phantom zone. Because he sees on TV Superman just he's like, voiced by Channing Tatum, by the way, which, by the way, god damn, Henry Cavill has just got to be the worst Superman ever. This even fucking Channing Tatum did a better job in this animated Lego version. He's like, well, what did you want me to do? You wanted me to kill Zod? He's like, I can't do that. That goes against everything I've ever done in my career or whatever. He's like, you can't put him in jail. It's Zod. So the best thing to do is I send him to the Phantom Zone. Bam, you know, because, you know, I'm Superman. That's what I do. I smile for the camera, you know? And Joker gets these ideas. He's like, wait a minute. Some of the greatest villains is in there. You know, I'm tired of being with these losers. So he decided to lock himself up, hoping that Batman will use the ray gun to send him to the Phantom Zone so he can collect these villains and escape. But in fact, Harley Quinn plays a big role in that too, where she disguises herself back as a doctor to get the gun to release all these villains. In the meanwhile, Batman is a dick. And he takes Robin on this adventure to the Fortress of Solitude, you know, and he talks about how, he's like, Superman's probably going to be really tired, he's going to be laying there, he's going to be bored out of his mind, because this is what superheroes do, they contemplate and sit there in misery. He gets to the Fortress of Solitude and he tells Robin, look, the chances of succeeding in this mission is 110% failure, you're possibly going to die. So he says, Robin, you coming with me then? You know, he's like, hey, kid, you want to learn some stuff? So the fact that Batman's a dick here is the fact that he's willing to risk this kid's life to get this gun. So And meanwhile, you see Superman not living in misery. He's actually having a party with the Justice League because it's the 45th anniversary of the Justice League. So, and he's like, wait a minute, I wasn't invited? He doesn't give a shit, though. They steal the gun. Next you know it, they end up using it on the Joker. He goes there, and he meets villains like the Gremlins. Pretty much any villain you can think of that ain't even a Batman character. Voldemort is there. Fucking Voldemort is there. Shit, King Kong. The Velociraptor, not the, I think it was the Velociraptor, the T-Rex. I think it was the Velociraptor or the T-Rex or from Jurassic Park, obviously. Oh, who else was there? Oh my God, I'm blanking on some of the villains now that were in that era. Pretty much any fucking characters that Warner Brothers can pull out of their asses. Like they go for properties that they own or have rights to that ain't even part of Batman to bring in here. Fucking Gremlins was in this thing, okay? And next you know, Harley releases them all. And this movie, most of the movie is about Batman accepting the fact. I remember when this trailer came out, I said, oh my God, could this be the first Batman film we get where we explore the real depth of Batman's problem? And this movie does do that. The movie has a problem. Well, the Batman problem is he is afraid to have another family simply based on the fact that it brings up bad memories of when his mother and father was killed. And, you know, we clearly see that in the comics with the death of Jason Todd and, you know, most of the failures in his role as Batman and what he let down and stuff. It hits him hard. He takes a toll on it. And this movie really captivates what that element of Batman is. I always wanted to see a live-action version of put some more weight on Batman's shoulder. Now, they kind of did it with The Dark Knight, clearly, with killing Rachel and stuff. But I'm not going to lie, I didn't give a fuck about that bitch. So, I wanted her to die. But it does play a part in The Dark Knight. And, well, actually, more so in The Dark Knight Rises than it does for... He doesn't really have time to elevate those emotions. In Dark Knight Rises, clearly, he took, like, what was it, 10, 12 years or something like that away from time. And in Dark Knight, he just had that one moment to really look at the cow and just stare there and, you know, be there. It was more so of Harvey realizing the fact that Rachel was dead, which they did an amazing job with, clearly, here. But in here, this one really explores, you know, Batman's fears of, you know, just the family aspect. So mainly this whole movie is Alfred. He even tells some vicious shit to Alfred, too. Like, Alfred tells him, you need to raise your surrogate child. And he's like, you need to do everything you can to get that child on a plane and get him back to the orphanage. He's like, Alfred, what you giving me advice for? You don't have a family. He's like, you don't even have a child or anything like that. He said something to him, and I was just like, and even Alfred's look on his face was like, oh, because, you know, Alfred is like the father figure to Bruce, you know, and Bruce feels like he is the only father and family he has and stuff. So to hear that come out of his mouth, I was just like, oh, that broke my heart a little bit. I was crying like fucking Michael Caine. Remember the dog? I sit at a cafe. And that's a terrible Michael Caine, by the way. But either way, though, so that's mainly what the plot in this movie is and stuff. As you can tell from the excitement of my voice and me forgetting some things here, I absolutely love. I want to see this movie again. I gotta go see this again because I had so much fun with it. I think the voice work is incredible. I think some of the animation looks good when it comes to the action set pieces and stuff here, where they're set up. It actually looks really good. I love the jokes in here. The humor is fucking hilarious. The only problem I probably have with this film, one negative I have, and I hear a lot of people saying, well, not a lot, but a couple of people saying, it's not as good as the Lego movie, so my score's got dropped. And it's like, the fuck? So you comparing it on the Lego movie first? Like I said, I think it's better than the Lego movie, if you ask me, but comparing it to the Lego movie now all of a sudden, so all Lego spinoff films have to be like that Lego movie, which I think is bullshit reasoning there. My only problem with the film, which is kind of minor and minuscule if you ask me, is more so in the fact that it's so fucking hilarious that you don't get a time to breathe because you're laughing so much that you might miss some things. I was in constant laugh, especially the opening, because the opening is so... it's such an overlayered mess, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, it's just so much shit going on and fighting and just Batman craziness, him rapping about how awesome he is and the things he can do that just makes no sense in general and stuff. Like, you're just in tears of laughter at this point, and then the movie goes on. It starts to, some people are saying the Lego movie's better because it had that, you know, they had that heartstring at the end or whatever. So I'm like, this movie has nothing but fucking heart in it. What are you talking about? The way Batman disses his family in this film, as far as when it comes to, like, Alfred and stuff, who's voiced by Ralph Fiennes, by the way. And Ralph Fiennes, he has this recurring joke in the film where he's like, yeah, I have my suit as well, too. He dresses up like Batman as well, but he's like, I'm into the more classic Batman. So, you know, he dresses like the Adam West Batman, and there's even a part where he dresses like some of the really obscure old Batman costumes and stuff. You know, and the way he treats Alfred is just awful. The way he treats Robin, you know, because Robin, mainly in here, he's just like, I just want to get adopted because I want to have the one thing I've never really had, and that's a family, you know, because my family was, obviously, he was killed in, and, you know, circus and stuff. We all know that story. But I think another thing this movie does great, too, is it really, it's funny, this movie, an hour and a half, explores more Batman than fucking BBS ever did. But you also get this thing, too, is like, where they question Batman in the film, you know, Barbara Gordon and them, who's voiced by Rosario Dawson, like I said, they question him, is like, are you really a hero? Like, because, you know, this guy goes around and he talks about how awesome he is and stuff, but he says, like, multiple times in the film, I don't really care about anyone, I just want to be alone and save the city and stuff. So it's like, how can you be a superhero if you don't care about anyone? And they constantly go through that theme throughout the, especially the middle half towards the end of the film. It's like, because Batman in here, he won't express his feelings of what really he's afraid of and stuff. And, you know, even where he goes to the Joker, let's just say the Joker just says, I'm tired of you. I'm sick of you. You know, I'm done with trying to convince you I'm your greatest villain. He's like, I just want you to tell me you hate me just as much as I hate you. It's funny as fuck, by the way, people. And he's like, I'm sending you to the Phantom Zone. He's sending him to the Phantom Zone, and there's this brick there. There's this brick that I guess kind of is the controller of the Phantom Zone and keeps the villains there and stuff like that. And she says, bad guy, Larry, bad guy. He's like, I'm not a bad guy. She scans him, and she goes throughout periods in the movie of stuff he's done. And she's like, wow, you really aren't a bad guy, but you're not really a good guy neither. And he's like, I am a good guy. I'm the best good guy out there. And then they constantly show him how much of a dick he's been throughout the film. He's just like, yeah, you seem kind of selfish and a prick, if you ask me. I mean, his last finding elements of what he does before the big third battle act, which by the way was just fucking balls to the wall crazy action of greatness, if you ask me. I was just like floored. I was like, oh my god, this is captivating here. But you know, he talks about because they finally work together. He finally finds out, you know, Alfred, Robin, and soon to be Batgirl Barbara Gordon here, they all can be an assistance to him. They take a selfie, though, and they talk about, you know, we're really a family. We're going to work together and stop this plan. You know, Batman has that self-reflecting moment. It's like, last time I had a family, I don't know about this. So he tries to send them off. He flies them away. Even though they turn back around to go save him, he ends up saving them. And they kind of have this moment where Batman finally reveals, you know, you finally want to know my number one fear is it's not bats. It's I'm fear of losing, feeling the pain I felt when I lost my mother and father again. And I was like, who the fuck said this ain't as emotional as a Lego movie, if not more, whatever. Like, that hit me hard, whatever. I guess you gotta be a Batman fan or something like that to appreciate it. I don't know why. I mean, I don't know why you gotta be a Batman. Batman's been around for God knows how long. It's like, do we really need to explain why that is so deep for the Batman character to come out and say that and mm-hmm. stuff? It's even because a lot of people are saying, oh, it's a comedy film and stuff. It's a comedy film. But even though it's a comedy, I think that's the reason why it's so great is because it can get away with some of the ridiculous stuff that Batman does in the live action films. But also another thing, too, is it adds an extra layer to when he finally does something like this of revealing his number one fear and stuff. Like, it's not, it doesn't feel out of the character because this character wasn't like straight up like Ben Affleck style serious throughout the whole damn film, whatever, where he just, I'm exhausted, and like it feels like it's warranted, you know. It feels like you could expect to hear that out of this Batman character. Same thing for someone like Christian Bale as well, too, you know. If he was to say something like that, you could expect that as well in that character too as well, watching the Batman trilogy that Nolan did, you know. And to me, that's what makes the better Batman films, if you ask me, more so, is when that character is really getting into the depth of what the real problem, well, not even the problem, but what drives him, what keeps him going, who he is, why is he. You don't get that shit with Ben Affleck. I don't know. People, stop saying Ben Affleck is the greatest Batman ever, okay? Just please stop it, okay? He's not. He sucks ass, okay? He sucks a lot of ass, actually, all right? So this right here just proves that he ain't that good, okay? Because the fact that they were able to get this deep with this Batman in an hour and 30 minutes blows my damn mind. You know, it only take like one. It took one line literally to get that adjustment out of there, and to make this guy feel. I love it too. There's some cracks in here at not only previous Batman films, because I love that scene when Alfred says in 2016 and 2012, 2008, and then 2005, and they show him like shots from like, you know, those actual movies, but it's like. And it's the like the real version of them and stuff, because obviously Warner Bros. Can do that because it's their property. And you know, there's jokes in there too. It's like when they talk about like the other movies as well too. They show like the posters, and it's in Lego format. So like when you see like the Dark Knight poster, and you remember Batman was standing in the rubble when Rachel died and stuff. He's standing with it. It's the Lego version of him. He's just standing there looking. I thought that was cool. Actually, I want those Lego posters on my wall or something like that, because those Lego posters kicked ass. There's even constant jokes, even at their own fucking universe in this film, the DCEU. They make jokes about Superman. They don't make too many jokes about Superman. But there's one joke in here, too, that makes me laugh. He's just like, you know, he's like, you didn't come to fight, no, did you, Batman? Because he's like, you know, I would, like, mop the floor with you real quick. And Batman just starts flat out laughing. He's just like, wow, you are the biggest joke. You really think you could last with me, bro? And then there's, you know, there's jokes in here, too, where Batman's locked up for a little bit and Barbara releases him. And she's like, wow, there's a lot of villains in here. Maybe we can use some of them to help us stop Joker and his new gang of villains. And then Batman just laughs and says, you want us to release villains to fight other villains. That is the stupidest idea ever. And it goes back to my point of Suicide Squad. That is the dumbest thing ever, to be honest. Like, I hate those kind of stories where it's like, let's take the villains. And not just villains, though. Like, major criminal villains. Like these villains kill people and stuff like that. Let's take them and turn them into good guys to fight the other villains. Like, okay, that's really fucking stupid, if you ask me. But they make jokes at that, too. There's... what was it? It was Killer Croc. Yeah, Killer Croc in the movie... He hit the switch on the button to turn the bomb on at the beginning of the film. And, like, I don't know who voiced this dude, but he did a voice like, yeah, I did something in a movie. I was like, oh, my God. I was laughing hard. Obviously, they were taking a shot at the Killer Croc in the Suicide Squad film, whatever. But I love this movie. I love this movie. It was great. Like I said, Will Arnett easily is my second favorite Batman. I think he gets it. I think the filmmakers here get it. You got a different director from Lego movie. You got Chris McKay here. And I thought he did a fantastic job directing this. But more so on the writing part is these people really understand what Batman is. And this guy, obviously, he was a director for like Robot Chicken and stuff like that. But he really, and that's kind of where I think where the jokes fly in. It has that Robot Chicken-esque vibe to it, where the jokes are just lined up and being knocked out of the park. I don't think there was not one joke in here that did not hit, to be honest. It probably might be the best comedy of the year, if you say. It is kind of, in a way, of a spoof film, in a way. I'm looking forward to a sequel. And the way they wrap the ending up, too, where they end up sending all the bad guys back. And finally, we got to see Batgirl live action. No. Well, animated still, but she's on screen. Not that shit that was in Batman for... What was it? Batman and Robin. Yeah, ugh. God. But the way it wrapped up, they sent on the villains, and then... But the bomb still goes off and destroys the city. It's breaking in half. The way they solved that, to me, was just fucking hilarious, too, because it kind of felt like the original Lego... The first Lego movie... Where they just combine, they say, grab a hold of me. And, like, Batman started expressing himself to the Joker. He's just like, if you don't help me save this city, Joker. He's like, I can't chase you then. You complete me, Joker. You make me be who I am. And they come together and he's like, I hate you. I hate you more than anyone else in the world. I was like, oh, my God. And the way they connect the city together, it just, like, they take it out of, like, this... cinematic format, and it comes back to like a real life format. It's just like really just like Legos clicking together, and it just comes back easily. And then the movie just cuts off with them running off, and then them saying, oh, we're not gonna let all these villains get away, right? And he's like, nah, we gotta give them a 30-minute head start, because look who they're going against. It was like Robin, Batgirl, Alfred and his fucking bat outfit that nobody gonna remember, and Batman himself. And he was like, we can't do this on an empty stomach neither. And it just ends with them being a family and stuff. I love this film. I thought this movie was fucking fantastic. fantastic. It is so great to start this year off. The first week of January obviously was terrible, but you know, we started getting better with Split and stuff. It's so great to start this year off with these films that are coming out now that are just knocking it out of the park and giving some damn good performances. You're gonna hear about that in my other review as well too, about a certain film. Let's just say his Gunkato can't be touched, if you will. And I think it's perfect companion piece for the PG to the rated R version to go with those films here. But this is easily, without a doubt, I like this better. And not even by much neither, because when you hear my review of that film, but I like this much more than John Wick 2, just because it is Batman. And finally we get a comedy movie about Batman that goes over some of the elements that's made Batman either silly or just like, come on now, you gotta make a joke about that. But plus, not only that, this movie, if you ask me, has a little bit, maybe a little bit more heart than most of the Batman films as well too. And mainly when I say most of the Batman films, I exclude all of them because I don't like any of them besides the Nolan films. I don't like any of the Michael Keaton films. I'm sorry, I cannot get behind those films. I'm just like, yeah, Batman Returns kind of sucks ass, actually. It's just goofy looking if you ask me. But and it takes itself kind of serious too. I was like, I don't get this. It looks so fucking goofy, but whatever. Nonetheless, though, this is getting a high seed for me. This already is my favorite film of the year so far. I mean, we just kicked off already, and I'm like, nailed it. Yeah, this is perfect right here. I wish that they would just do a fucking DCEU with the Lego verse or whatever and show me all the... They even got the Flash right in this film. The Martian Manhunter in here and stuff. I was just like... I wish you would just do this movie right here. Flash was in it, Superman, Wonder Woman was there, she didn't say shit, Green Lantern, back voiced by Jonah Hill again, he's still the joke of the fucking Justice League, apparently. He's Superman, he hasn't called me neither, in about 3.5 years or whatever, you know, he's still there. Yeah, this is getting a high C for me. I love this film. I think if you're a hardcore Batman film, Cody, excuse me, joking there, you definitely need to go see this film. This is a must-see film for people out there, so definitely throw your dollars at this. And it's very rare that you hear me say that for a DC Warner Brothers film at this point now, but this without a doubt is one of the best DC/Warner Brothers films that's come out since The Dark Knight. That's actually kind of fucking sad when you think about it, because that's like, what, 8 years? No. Wow, you guys suck. But this movie does not suck. It is fucking awesome.
Gotham City is the most crime-ridden city in the world. We need to team up with Batman.
What?
I'm back! Introducing the worst villains in the history of the universe.
The Riddler!
Catwoman!
Who are you?
Penguin! Gentleman Goose!
Calendar Man!
And the Condiment King!
Are you making some of those up?
Nope, they're all real.
You guys ready to save Gotham City? Sorry. As soon as I get back to the Batcave, I will make sure that Alfred puts seatbelts on there. But for the time being, I'm just gonna put my arm right here.
Hey, Batman! I'm rubbing my butt all over your stuff. We're gonna have to rename this the Buttmobile.